Say what?
What?
Yeah, what?
Huh?
Cool, we're good. Yeah. So I think last time, you're going to have to scoot even closer. And we'll come over here by KR. Oh. I think the last thing you were saying, Trev, was you were saying, like, when you do experience sexual intercourse, there tends to be, a sound. Was it going to be like...
Hair. There's a lot of hair.
Everywhere.
Like, in the aftermath,
I've got
there's
two
a
cats
ton of
and
hair?
A dog, so...
Okay. Yeah. So, like, there's hair that's just already there. It's not part of the process of
I can't
of
guarantee
intercourse.
Anything.
That was a great reveal, because at first, you know, our minds are wandering when it comes to hair.
Yeah, because we would think, like, hair could be that... Your hair is everywhere.
My hair is everywhere. Yeah. I'm a pretty hairless person. I mean, I know both of you have seen me naked.
What?
Yeah.
And he
no.
is. He really is.
Yeah,
you have to lean in a bit here. I mean,
sure.
Look at that and then see how that looks right now.
Just...
That's like the worst it can be.
Okay.
We're talking about an audio file right now for anybody that's listening. Not... Almost every time we talk about the wave file or like the audio file, it sounds like we're talking about penises. Because I'll be like, look how mine looks right now. You see how big mine is?
That's really big.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mine is
usually the big...
Hey.
Yeah. Hold on. I would say always.
You guys stop talking and let me see how big mine is.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh.
Oh, that's pretty nice. Yeah. Yeah, look at that. Yeah.
When you go up into that...
It carries well.
Yeah, yeah. Yours goes the distance. Mine is more of like, at the attack point, mine is really, really strong.
It strikes well.
I have a perfect anecdote that relates to this exactly.
Can't wait to hear it.
Thank you, Jake.
I can wait.
Well... Trevor, do you mind stepping out?
I was recently purchasing
condoms, contraceptives. And
responsible of
it
you.
Was, yeah, I thought so. I don't want more kids. And my wife would kill me.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a terrible joke.
Womp.
Which wife?
Womp.
Unmarried, no kids.
Kurt Rodriguez, unmarried, no kids.
It was that's me.
Hi, Kurt Rodriguez, unmarried,
no
kids.
Single and very available.
Desperate.
Available.
Have you seen the size of his vocal pattern on this podcast?
It's also very available.
Continue, please.
It was late in the evening / morning, and it was a deli type situation.
For sure.
And there were just a few people in there, and it was very quiet.
For our New York audience, that's a bodega.
It's like a bodega in New York. And there were a few people in there and a gentleman behind the counter, and I walked in and said, it was a bit of a rush situation. And I said,
sure.
I said, do you have any condoms? Because I didn't see any out and about.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were behind the counter.
Yeah, yeah.
And he said, it was a gentleman whose English was his second language. I won't try to attempt it.
While being very honest, it could have been his third or fourth.
It absolutely could have been his third or fourth.
Yes. That's not...
And he looked at me and then he said, Magnums. And my immediate reaction was, oh God, no, I don't think so. And then he was looking at me. And everyone was looking at me, and then I just go, I think just the regular ones. And then I just bought regular condoms.
Yeah, yeah.
But he was,
and they were way too small.
He was propping me up. Like, really giving me, like, big ups in front
Mega
of some strangers.
Bump. Yeah.
Without a female being there. And I still couldn't accept it.
Yeah. I was just thinking about this because the grocery store by my apartment, it has, like, all the stuff you would need to live. You know what I mean? Like, it's a very... It's a regular grocery store. And something I noticed, like, pretty quickly was I'm like, where are you? Where are your condoms or like anything like that? And they are stuck in a corner behind like the customer service area in like a little tiny area. And there's just like one row of like three kinds. And I thought, I'm like, okay, maybe you're worried about people stealing shit, but that's really shady to me. I'm like, why would you hide your condoms? Like, I bet like,
yeah,
I think that that's really uncool because I was thinking about when I was young and like when I had to go like sneak to a gas station to buy condoms, like I had to know like where to go get them that like maybe my parents or somebody else wouldn't know. And I thought that that's like, that's shitty that a grocery store hides away their contraceptives.
Yeah.
Because like shit, like young people are gonna have sex and they're gonna need somewhere to go for them, and they're, it's almost like that grocery store is like casting an ethical judgment on you. Like, no, you come over here and you like show us your face if you're gonna buy contraceptives. And I think that's really shitty.
I gotta say, I feel honored and blessed. My father gave me condoms when I was a teenager.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, that's awesome.
He's like, hey, if it's gonna happen, you just got to do it safe. All right, here you go. Yeah. You know,
I feel pretty confident that my parents never thought I would have sex. So.
Yeah, I think. Yeah,
and fortunately,
spot on.
Yeah. Yeah,
but I own a lot of condoms. I've got like, I still needed to know where they were in case I were.
Well, you found them, and that was a process in and of itself.
Yeah,
and honestly, Trev,
he's collecting them.
When you get to that point, you're ready to go.
Yeah, yeah, I'm very ready. I just don't want anyone to know who's out there. Like, I'm really shielded up.
Yeah,
I've got a bunch of shields.
Yeah,
penis shield.
That's how they work? No, he doesn't.
I've watched a lot of.
Yeah, I've watched you. What? I've watched YouTube videos. FYI,
Trevor, I've watched you. Yeah, I've watched you and Moxie.
Moxie's my dog, by the way. my lady dog.
Do you guys remember?
She's a female dog.
Do you remember chat rooms?
Like, oh,
before,
hell yeah!
Mm-hmm. You know, before. The internet was as crazy with sex as it is.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So in high school,
Before you
could download videos.
Stream videos very easily.
Yeah, or just like find someone like a block away who was like ready to have sex. my high school friends and I used to go into chat rooms and like have like an arc to our story where we would go in and like earn their trust by being really nice people. And then,
I'm sure this is building to something great.
Wow.
when you build it up like that, I'm sure this is going to something.
Yeah.
Really.
But we then we would eventually just like turn into just like really bizarre people. Not like not violent or angry or anything, but just like
confusing.
Yeah, like humor of confusion.
Yeah,
as I probably said to you before, my favorite thing in the world. Just really confusing and unjustified.
Let's go through a little chat scenario. Like, so you're 13. Now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay.
And we're logging online.
Okay. I'm a user. I'm gonna be.
I think we might need to preface this by saying, "Welcome to the Stagnant Thoughts podcast." We're here with myself, Trevor Dallier.
Myself, Jake Paik.
And his self, Kurt Rodagero.
We're just coming off wrapping, shooting a ton of episodes of Buddy System. And Kurt's out here from Los Angeles, and we're about to reenact but it's not a recreation because it didn't happen already.
Right, right.
So we're about to just create. I hate using words
we're gonna create
that have so few syllables.
A 90s chat.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we're going to create a chat room that Kurt might have bombed. I'm going to be hip girl 81. Does that seem like a person that could be in a 90s chat room?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, hip girl 81. Yeah. And but you don't have any profile information, right? So I'm just hip girl 81.
Absolutely.
I could be a man.
You're a sequence of numbers and letters.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Hey, I'm hip girl 81. Let's we got one more here.
Yeah, I'm LUVBEAR love bear 2.
Hey, I'm hip girl 81.
I'm love bear 2.
Hey, I'm Q-Town 24. I'm from Quakertown.
Yeah,
Quakertown. No. Yeah.
Wait, is that something your character's actually saying, or is
sorry, that was an aside.
Yeah, see, that was really confusing.
Yeah.
Okay, now we're all in the chat. Hip girl 81. Hey, Q Town, is that where you're from? What's the deal?
Yeah, it's awesome here. Where are you from?
Oh, I'm in Malibu. It's so warm all the time. I love it.
That's amazing. I've never been to California. I'm eating a sandwich.
I like sandwiches too.
Love Bear, are you gonna be here all night?
Definitely.
What kind of sandwich?
I'm eating a roast beef sandwich.
I love roast beef.
I feel like I'm the only one not eating a sandwich.
You should get a sandwich, hip girl.
Ha ha.
Ha ha ha. LOL.
Oh my god, guys, should I make a sandwich? ?
Totally, then we'll all have one.
Okay. Got the bread.
Can't wait to hear what kind of sandwich you're eating.
I've got a couple meats, but mostly veggies. What do you guys think I should put on it?
Definitely lettuce.
I've got lettuce! !
This is awesome.
I agree. Love Bear, what should I put on next?
I'd really like it if you just had lettuce.
Oh, yeah. Lettuce sandwich.
Lettuce sandwich.
If I were there, I'd make you a sandwich.
I might put cheese on it, too. Do you have American?
Good question. Q-Town, how old are you?
16.
You? Oh, yeah, wow. I was just gonna say, dot, dot, dot. Me too, dot, dot, dot.
I'm 30.
Wow. You're like my dad.
You're like my dad. Oh, we typed that at the same time, Q-Town.
Jinx, owe me a soda.
How about a lettuce sandwich?
Ha ha ha.
Ha 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 ha.
If I were there, I'd totally make you a sandwich.
I wish I could have your sandwich right now.
JK BRB.
Thank God.
That dude was weird.
So weird.
I'd make you more than a lettuce sandwich, though.
What would you put on my sandwich, Q-Town?
A ton of other stuff.
I'm
whatever
back.
You wanted. Whatever you wanted.
I feel weird with love.
I'm going to another chat room. You guys suck.
No, you suck, man.
He sucks, man. Quick, tell me what you'd put on my sandwich before my dad comes down and kicks me off AOL.
Bologna and American cheese.
Oh, I want you so bad.
Then I'd feed it to you.
Oh, shit, in my mouth?
Yeah, definitely.
Would you feed it to me anywhere else?
Yeah, I'd start smearing it on your face. And then I'd start putting it up your nose.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah.
That sounds good. I like the nose.
I would jam it up your nose, and then I'd start kind of pushing you against the wall in a manner that you cannot enjoy. I'm making you another sandwich.
Hot girl 81 has signed off.
Well,
I feel like you did. You reserved your weird till right at the end. Like,
yeah,
things were going pretty well.
You got to earn the trust.
I think shortly after that happened, somebody else signed on and then signed off right away.
And they just saw that rapid fire interaction. Like, I would shove that up your nose, and someone was like, "They've signed off."
It was.
What do we think that chat was titled? Like, if you had to
what room was that on in AOL IM?
Yeah.
Ooh. Or ICQ. What kind of room was that?
Okay, I've got one that I think it was that I think I know what it's titled.
Okay.
It's my guess would be what I'm eating right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's
Trev, what do you got?
That's appropriate.
Yeah, thank you. Oh, was that like a fucking sneak diss? Like
no,
congratulations, it's appropriate but also lame?
No, I just think it's appropriate. Right. That's it. I just thought it was
yeah.
No sneakiness whatsoever.
Okay.
I thought it was great.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, Kurt.
Oh, that was a sneak diss. Not excellent.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, not...
Wait, hold on.
Not very good at all. All
right, Trevor, give us a name. What do you think that was called?
I have a feeling it might have just been, what are you doing now?
Oh, that's so broad.
I know, it's very broad, but I find sometimes the emptiest, broadest chat rooms... Found. Maybe I can say found. I don't find them anymore.
Sure,
but I found
you don't spend any time on Reddit or anything.
Reddit is not a chat room.
Reddit is the contemporary of the chat room.
Reddit
you just
is
click
amazing.
On like weird.
If anybody hasn't been to Reddit, just view Reddit.
I've never been there.
You've never ever been to Reddit?
No. I look forward to forwarding you thousands of Reddit posts.
You'll
now.
Never escape his Reddit nest. Nest? Net.
Nest.
His Reddit nest.
Loch Ness. Reddit Ness.
Either. You could make it a physical thing. Yeah.
So
all right,
it's just a very general. I used to find that very empty chat rooms with only a couple of people in them always ended up being the weirdest.
Yes.
And sometimes the most uncomfortable, and sometimes also the most intriguing. End of story.
Okay.
And
oh, that's
so
you really
me,
you
yeah.
opened that up. The way you said
intriguing
definitely made me think there was more.
Can I also put a title on that chat room?
No. I think
well,
we kind of covered
it. I think that I would like you to. I frankly always assumed that after I said one and then Trevor said one, you would say one.
I really wish you would come up first before me, because mine's...
I could have done
sure?
that, but
I... Sure? Because 2 seconds ago you said not to, and this feels like a stalemate.
Yeah, what the... Well, I...
Go ahead.
I definitely...
No, go ahead.
Okay, now he's on board.
Well, now it's unanimous.
Yeah.
I would call it Infinite Truth. But, I mean, I've always been pretty deep ever since I was in high school.
Yeah. Ever since your username was...
Q-Town.
Q-Town.
24.
24.
Yeah.
Nice.
Because you wanted people to think you were 24. That's right. Right.
It was a combination of that and
Kobe Bryant's
people
number.
Thinking it was, and that was my basketball number.
Yeah. Well, was it Kobe Bryant's number? Or no, he was 8 when you were...
That was Ken Griffey Jr.'s number.
It was
number.
One or the other. I don't remember.
You really like Ken Griffey Jr.?
Ken Griffey Jr.
Ken Griffey Jr.
The way
yeah,
you
I love
made
Ken
that
Griffey
King
Jr.
King Griffey.
You made that one word like Ken Griffey Jr.
He was a mariner in my day and a red in your day.
Listen, I was a mariner in your day.
Okay, I feel like that's this right. conversation got a little too serious, so what right. I'd like to kind of transition to is what you guys think about the D.C.-based football team being called the Washington Redskins.
That's
just something a little more laid back.
Such a difficult one for me to judge because you know my history with this.
Yeah.
As a owner of a 1989 locker line Redskin jacket.
Yes, it's
quite the jacket.
It's so bittersweet for me because, you know, of course, as a human being, I believe the name should be changed. But as a
jacket-owning
person. And as a comedian or, you know, something roughly resembling someone who dabbles in comedy... It's just solid gold because with every bit of press and every year that it gets less and less acceptable,
my jacket gets funnier and funnier.
Yes,
yeah.
And it's like I'm at a point now, it's the heaviest thing in Los Angeles that I own, and it's no longer like a joke that I reserve for special occasions. It's just my winter jacket.
Yeah, it's a joke you reserve for winter.
It's just my go-to jacket.
I like having and then, a winter and then joke as opposed to winter coat.
And then sometimes a really solid summer joke.
Something you, if you're willing to sweat through that.
It's 89 like, degrees and Kurt's wearing his Redskins jacket.
But in all honesty, like everything, I see both sides of this one. I mean, I don't think anyone's doing it to intentionally be derogatory towards anyone. Yet at the same time, it's pretty insulting.
Let's just call it a really unfortunate dated reference.
Yeah. I think I do weigh in one way, but I'm a fairly like conservative person when it comes to that stuff. Like, I don't like to step on people's toes, really. So I go, man, this offends some people.
Absolutely.
Why would you do it? And then, but something that I'll say, a slightly more interesting note, is that I marvel at the fact that something as enormous as the NFL wouldn't want to change it, thinking they might increase even the tiniest percentage of people invested in it. You're like, hey, we only offend 0.01% of people, and the NFL is a hungry beast.
Yeah.
It wants money. I can't believe that they'd be like, no, it's all right. Some people are torn about this. I would think their impulse would be to switch it over and just maximize the income.
Can we talk about other because this is something that I actually might not know a whole lot about that. Actually, you both are pretty big sports fans in your own respect, and I might not know of this, but have there been any other inherently horribly racist names or something to that effect that have been removed from Major League Sporting?
Well, there wasn't. It's not racist, but there before they were the Wizards, it was the Washington Bullets,
mm-hmm.
and pretty unanimously, people agreed that a representation of gun violence was not the best choice for.
When I hear bullets, I think of trains, so...
I did hear some things that people thought it was about a bullet train, but I don't know the etymology or the history of that name.
But interesting. Washington Wizards, is that a... That's a D.C.
Yeah.
That's mm-hmm. a D.C. So, I
well,
mean,
and
there's a lot of gun violence in Washington,
exactly.
So that also
capital.
Could be...
yeah.
Maybe that has something... If it was the Washington State Bullets... Maybe people would have been a little more green about it, you know.
They got to do something though, because the Wizards is really bad. I have two teams. Maybe there's like a handful of professional, you know, NBA, NFL, MLB teams where like really despise their names. The Wizards are one of them.
I don't like it. I don't like the Wizards because it goes against my religion.
I understand that.
Wizards, warlocks,
yeah.
witches.
Yeah.
I mean, let's get them out of here.
Yeah. Well, that's what it's like to be a Wiccan.
Playing basketball in
playing
D.C.
Basketball.
Is what it's like to be a Wiccan. The other one is the Toronto Raptors. I just feel like that's like a... I don't even feel like it is. Like, I'm pretty sure it was just inspired by the success of Jurassic Park in the 90s.
Yeah.
Oh.
And it came out of that.
Did it come at the...
yeah, like I think shortly after. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
definitely did.
I like that. I dig that.
Other people
it
like
just,
it. I'm like,
back
I think
in
it's horrible.
Time. Just like
oh
it.
My
like,
God, it's the
it
worst.
I don't care the dated nature of it, but I think it's offensive to dinosaurs.
Yeah. A lot of my dinosaur friends refuse to watch basketball
Absolutely.
Because of that, yeah.
My dinosaur friends tend to like the Raptors more than other...
They feel like it's, you know, showing support of them.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But see, this is the deal. I mean,
except
like
for my T-Rex friends.
Yeah.
Well, they don't like to watch?
Well, yeah, they feel underrepresented in the...
Well,
league.
Yeah, there's only one type of dinosaur. My Archaeopteryx friends absolutely will not watch Raptors games.
Yeah.
Hands down.
So interesting.
Wings down.
Yeah. We'll just cut that blank space there.
We'll try to get rid of that. Yeah. So, along these same lines, I want you to talk a little bit about Never Without a Picture, Kurt.
Sure.
The production company you work with in Los Angeles.
Yeah, it's a dinosaur of a company.
It's been around since the beginning of time.
That's not true. My friend and collaborator Will Allen runs a production company and media company called Never Without a Picture, and we do a lot of really cool gigs for businesses primarily, but we're doing some narrative work as well, and it's incredibly enjoyable and exciting right now.
That's exciting. Yeah, you got a slick website that I think has updated recently. Is that correct?
That is. We're in the process of updating.
What's the website?
It's neverwithoutapicture.com.
And that can be found on the internet?
Yeah. It can be found on the World Wide Web.
Would you suggest Bing or Google to get there?
They both get there. I've found that Bing gets there about 0.00021 seconds later.
Mm-hmm.
So I would go Google.
All right. I respect that.
Can it be found on the intranet?
If you are on the Never Without a Picture intranet, then yes, you can find it.
All right. Great. Yeah. Can it be found on Morphine? Like, I don't want to have...
At all times. Absolutely.
Yeah. Anyone on morphine can find...
Morphine, mescaline, yeah. Really anything except crack cocaine.
Oh, crack cocaine.
Never Thought a Picture's not available.
You're not going to find it.
Mayor of Toronto, you're not going to find it.
Oh, shots fired, hey-o. Raptors fans.
Or the former mayor of Washington, D.C.
Back
full circle.
Shots fired,
my
Redskin
goodness.
Fans.
Marion Barry.
Yeah, wow.
Smoking crack while in active office.
Oh, so it's just a matter of... Mayor smoking crack cocaine, and racist or
shitty team names.
Shitty team names.
It all comes back to Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
It's the theme line of these generally negative perceived things.
Oh, poor America.
Right? Let me ask you fellas what you think about the name Never Without a Picture, because I rather like it.
Yeah, I was fond of it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The first thing I think of, when it comes to branding and things like that, I'm kind of like a concise person, and I like that it's clever. I like that, but I look at things often from like the number of characters and things like that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I was recently thinking about a band name, because I might be collaborating with some friends on a new group just to do like a little EP or something like that.
Excellent.
I can't wait to hear about it, because I'm sure I'm going to be invited.
Yeah, we'll send you guys, I've got your address, I'll put a postcard.
Be the jug band, the jug portion of that band.
The jug?
Oh, so now you went from wanting to hear about it to wanting to just be in it.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought I just assumed you were going to invite me to be your
Not to be, jug to player. Come to it, but to be in my jug player.
Yeah.
I'm also...
You're my life jug player, what's that?
I would like to be lead singer.
I've
never had a voice lesson, but I would very much love to be your lead singer.
I've heard you sing before, and it is... glorious.
It is good.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't stop believing until I feel it.
What? I've also heard you do some great talking heads at karaoke. So, some killer stuff with intricate melodies. I always get left in the dust. Like, Jake, let's sing this together. And I'm like, that melody is too complicated for me.
I love singing talking head songs because David Byrne basically just talks through them. So I can do that.
It's not just a clever name.
Oh my god, I never even thought of that before.
Holy shit, let's shut this down.
My mind just exploded.
So
wait, we have
never
two things we have
a,
to go back
so
to.
So Never Without a Picture, I also quite, like, you were going to talk about your band.
Yeah.
Let me just close the loop very quickly.
Let's finish that.
I was thinking about a band name that I was working with was The Better Part of Valor. I like that band name, but I was like, oh my god, it's so many characters, and, you know, other people don't seem to be that worried about it, so... You know, with Never Without a Picture, I really like the name of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, I've really let go of the number of characters thing with branding. So.
I agree with you 100%. I think it's playing against the trend or almost like counter-programming, which I like. I'm a big fan of that. And
it rolls off the tongue really easily, too. Never Without a Picture.
Yeah.
It's a really easy thing to say. And it's something that sticks in your mind, too. So, you know, hearing that, you're like... why would I ever want something without a picture?
Yeah, and I think it's more memorable than, you know, Green Village Productions or something where there's so many things that are films or productions.
Or it's like an abbreviation. BC
Grunt.
Productions, and you're like,
yes.
Why would I...
Grunt Productions.
Grunt, yeah. Grunt Boy Slim.
Or if you... Or if you just tried to, like, make the onomatopoeia of a grunt and, like, productions.
Yeah.
And you're like, how is that spelled?
U-N-G-H.
Yeah, so you put an N in there?
Yeah.
How would you do it? Productions.
Yeah, no, U-N-H.
Okay.
So, U-N-H. There's always a G in
the whole
in
time.
Grunt.
The whole time, I was thinking U-G-H production, so you guys wouldn't have known how to get to my production company.
Exactly. Disaster.
And I also like the number of characters. So we'll talk about characters. This is... way beyond where anybody would go with this immediately, but this is something that I have actually thought about also, is the number of characters can be shortened if you just bit Eliot or something like that.
Sure.
Yeah,
sure.
Just bit like that.
So. Yeah, smart.
Shortened.
I guess the reverse of Never Without a Picture or the what side of Valor?
The better side.
Better part of Valor. I guess the reverse of that would be the band that is just three exclamation points. Do you guys know this band?
Chick, chick, chick.
Chick, chick, chick. Yep. Yeah. That's incredible. And how, look, that's not how I would have pronounced that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I, for a long time, wanted to be with one of my first, I was recently telling Trevor about this, actually, like when I had an old band that I used to work with, it's called The World's Fair.
Mm-hmm.
And when we had like a voting between like the few members of this band to figure out what we should be called, I was probably what I still am, like a person who, like, you know, knew what they wanted and was like, I want to make sure this gets done, you know? And I was like, I think The World's Fair is like the most accessible, kind of like cool name for this. And it's like, I made sure that that got like a lot of representation in the voting. And the number two band name that succeeded, like based on like point votes and like arguments between the rest of the people in the band, it went number one by like a point, a hair's breadth, was uh-huh. The World's Fair. Number two by a hair's breadth was Miller Genuine Cake.
I mean, they're right there. They're so similar.
They mean similar things.
Yeah.
One of them is not a brand representation.
Yeah.
And the other one is, so...
What I was going to say, and I remember now, is that like one of the things I wanted to do with that was thinking about naming something Square, Circle, Triangle, and just being the actual images, you know, and like I think that that's, there's something out there like that now too. There is a group that might be just like Square, Square, Square.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And I think that's clever. At the time,
harkening back to the days of Led Zeppelin, though.
Their album names.
During Zoso, yeah, album names. Stuff like that.
Yeah, when they all had their representations right. of their own people, their
right.
personas that were kind of fantastical
yeah.
character names.
Or hearkening back to the hieroglyphs before we actually had letters.
Oh, yeah. That's an alphabet that happened.
Yeah.
I love the bands from the hieroglyph era.
Oh my god, the hieroglyphs are so good.
Are you aware of like when music started? Is this like...
I don't know when I assume it's prehistoric.
We definitely have it. We definitely have it in ancient Greece. So that's well BC.
Yeah.
Oh
that's
yeah.
Well
oh, yeah.
Near BC.
The Egyptians had it. Yeah.
Is that right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. For sure. I mean, it's documented in every single Greek play, ancient Greek play. There's references to music.
Okay.
So you're talking back to the thousands BC at the very least.
Tens of thousands. Yeah. I think it predates writing, so it's prehistoric. I think
sure.
music, even if it's just something as basic as like tribal drumming,
right?
Mm-hmm. I believe that predates writing by quite a bit. You know what I mean?
I
think it's a
I
big part
it.
Of
yeah, songs. Songs. Songs culture. Were stories. Songs were history, passed down.
That's
you know,
true,
you'd
right.
sing
right,
sing
right,
the history
right.
to sing and dance history too.
Yeah, give it a rhyme and a. beat so you could remember mm-hmm. it
whatnot. and then eventually when characters became a thing you could write that down and
right.
it became poetry and myth and stuff like that so
we've gone from that to Miller Genuine Cake
and Kesha
yeah, finally Kesha. Oh I love Kesha oh my goodness
so good
Kesha
Miley Cyrus that's I'm a fan of what she brings to the table
yeah what does she bring to the table for you Jake. What is your personal...
Well, when Miley joins me at the table, she's busy, she's on tour, she spends a lot of time with not Channing Tatum, and not
Robin
Thor,
Thicke.
And not Robin Thicke, Thor's brother.
Justin Bieber.
She might spend some time with Justin Bieber. I think, if I'm not mistaken...
Thor's brother?
Yeah, like Dan Hemsworth.
Grimlock.
Or like Grimlock Hemsworth. I was going to say at first, I hope that no one who like really follows the tabloids listens to this... Because we just like shat all over it. But then I was going to say, really, I hope someone really does and shits all over us.
Also,
like, I think
oh,
that's
yeah.
Better, yeah.
No. Shit on us.
Shit on Kurt.
If we can get the attention of some major tabloid artist.
Yeah.
Tabloid artistry.
Yeah,
there's a tabloid artist.
There's an art to it.
Then we've succeeded.
Does Miley bring anything to the table for you, Kurt?
I have nothing against her. I hope that she is... remains somewhat true to what she's authentically feeling. I'll put that out there.
Oh my goodness.
She's authentically feeling that this is her right now. Cool. But I hope that she doesn't feel pressure to be something she's not. I don't know. I don't know her.
I understand and respect that 100%. I would go like one step lower or further. I'm not sure where this is on the three-dimensional sonogram or like sonograph of this. I don't want to just call it a radar because I mean I think a radar is just two-dimensional.
Okay.
But
so,
I
preview of the belly that we're going to get here from you.
Yeah. Is there a word for that? What's the word for a three-dimensional radar?
I got a sonogram on my shoulder one time.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You can definitely.
You can sonogram a lot of times.
Let me show you. You can sonogram.
Yeah.
Oh, bring that over here. Yeah. I'll sonogram that.
I've got some sonogram gel.
Yeah. Give me
it on your shoulder.
Oh, yeah.
Right
here.
Now.
That's
put that on there.
The most beautiful tibia I've ever seen.
Yeah. Right. Now we can see that on the computer with that sonogram gel.
Oh, and that fibula.
Yeah. Wait till you see my femur.
Oh,
so,
my God.
Miley, my thing I was going to say about Miley is that I don't care if she's authentic or not. I mean, a lot of these artists, like Katy Perry, like, I assume there's some authenticity there, but I really don't care. Like, even if it's a facade, like, I assume you know what you're doing. And if you're going like, this is how I make money, this is my job, cool, great. I support you.
Lots and lots of people like it.
Yeah, absolutely.
A whole lot of people like it.
I mean, think about it that way. Like, if you were working on something that, like, you didn't feel like you were selling your soul to, but enjoyed doing and was within your wheelhouse of your craft,
and
you know.
Got paid hundreds
yeah.
of thousands.
Sure. So I fully support that. What I was going to say is that I like probably a lot of people, just hope that she is a, like, sane or will be a sane, held together person, you know what I mean? That
right.
Like her persona is not unglued by her success and people tugging at her, because I don't have any frame of reference for what that's like. You know, maybe she's got like a totally like tight knit group of friends that are basically family, and she's a totally down to earth person and never has any issues, and handlers
right.
don't drag her and ad people don't harass her.
It sounds very likely.
It's hard. It's just really hard. You know what I mean, we've seen so many people.
Children stars like turning to drugs and stuff like that. Yeah.
I can't imagine. So I wish the best for anybody that has that level of success. You know, I look at, you know, you listen to interviews with people and talk about, you know, what it's like to walk out of your home and be harassed by the paparazzi. Like, oh yeah, yeah. You know, anytime I go out, I know I have to wear the sunglasses and baseball cap, and I have to wear a frumpy shirt. Otherwise, they'll think that I'm Hugh Jackman. And you're like, that sounds horrible.
Yeah.
So it sounds like when you're not acting, you're acting like not even yourself.
Speaking of Hugh Jackman, I bought some water at an airport one time, and Hugh Jackman bought some water after me.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Pretty recently. I want to say this year that
did
happened.
You bump a finger against his water bottle, maybe?
I might have actually touched the water bottle that he...
Hell
well,
yes.
his handler, you said handlers earlier, that his handler gave to him.
Is this when you and Melissa went to Des Moines?
When we went to Denver, actually.
Oh.
Denver is a city in Colorado.
Yeah.
Yeah,
not in Des Moines. Denver is not in Des Moines.
Denver is not a city inside of the other city of Des Moines.
Are there not cities
in
cities?
That's in Iowa. There are only cities in China, I believe.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The Forbidden City.
Yeah, the Forbidden City, for instance.
It's inside another city.
The city of Atlantis, which is in not a city.
Is that in China, though? China owns Atlantis?
China, yeah. I mean, China staked a claim to Atlantis.
Yeah. Well,
I think it's contested in the international court, but.
Yeah, and the United States owns a controlling share, but China has underwritten a lot of that money now, so in theory they
technically own
a
part
of
it, for sure.
I think it's because of the debt ceiling, but, you know, let's not really get into the politics of that.
Yeah, I honestly don't get it.
One crazy thing that I heard about China the other day was that they tasked themselves to build the tallest building in the world, and said building was supposed to be built in... I might have talked to you about this, Jake.
I'm Jake, yeah.
But how many days do you think it would take to build the world's tallest building at 220 stories?
I would guess like 700 to 900 days.
That's more than 1 year.
One day.
Well, yeah, I understand. That's more than...
Kurt says one day.
One day.
Astronomically.
No,
wait,
sure
are we going
correct.
By... I just want to make sure. Are we going by Price is Right rules? So that if he's over,
yeah,
I win
you,
because
hey,
he's
no,
closer?
Wait,
no,
oh,
okay,
not,
okay.
No,
sorry.
We're not. We want to get as close to the actual figure that they've quoted.
Then can I revise my guess?
And we're talking about...
right, no.
We're talking about Earth days. Earth days.
Oh, not stellar or...
This is not like a day of Pluto.
Oh,
not one,
yeah.
Not
oh.
One.
Yeah. In that case, so that their goal is largest building in the world. I'm
220
gonna say that,
stories. 220.
Okay. I'm going to say that their goal is 220 days, one story per day.
One story per day.
Yeah.
That seems like a really reasonable, if not very fast, goal.
It seems
goal.
Insane.
Oh my God.
It seems like
seen,
a crazy
yeah.
goal.
Very,
That's
very
right,
fast.
I,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, 90 days.
Oh, that's, wow. That's not cool.
90 days. 220 stories in 90 days.
What was their over-under on worker deaths? Did they have a...
They didn't care.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's China for you. They don't...
Oh, hey, come on. We don't know. You don't know. Those contractors could be like super great contractors and be like, hey...
They built it. A lot of people died.
They did build it?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Thanks for listening to this Diamond Bots podcast.
I wish that weren't a fact, but...
Wow.
If you put your mind to it and have a lot of disposable
human bodies,
you can
do almost anything.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. You can build pyramids.
We found that out.
Buddy system,
pyramids, the Crusades, the tallest building in the world, and buddy system.
Yeah,
so
I don't.
True.
I don't want to, you know, let people peer behind the curtain too much, but a peer behind the curtain. God, Trevor made me say that joke. Basically,
that's a pun on my name.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kurt Rodigero.
Now, I just don't want people to think ill of buddy system because, you know, I want everyone to
very
know.
Very few worker deaths on buddy system.
Yeah. Not only few worker deaths, but absolutely no slave labor. There was no slave labor. And so, that's, if you're looking to purchase copies of buddy system or you just like want to send money via PayPal to stagnationproductions@gmail.com, none of that money will go into anything to do with animal or human slavery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or building buildings for that matter.
Yeah, yeah, we promise not to build any buildings.
We're not going
to
build any buildings
for like 15 years.
There is not even, and this is, you know, you two are obviously driving the boat on this, so, you know, feel free to correct me if I'm wrong, but there is not even any secretive funds in other people's names that support organizations that lobby for slave labor.
Yeah, that is correct.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's correct. Jake, that's correct.
I can't lie. I don't know.
Yes, he cannot lie that is correct.
There's not even, you know, no money is going towards anything that would try to bring about any of these circumstances that could benefit buddy system at the, you know, regretful death of other people or their lives.
Definitely true.
I just can't say that I know where all the money in the super PAC came from. I just can't say that I know that. So the money
that
came to us from the super PAC, I just don't know. I don't really know.
Well, regardless.
I've looked into it and I'm sure of it.
I'm really hesitant to say
I'm satisfied.
That's great. See, he's satisfied. I'm really lazy in terms of my research. So
true.
You know, well, I look past a lot of things, but I don't know what I look past. So I can say that for a fact. We have nothing to do with it.
That's incredible.
Congrats to you guys. Consciences are clean. Consciences. Not your consciousnesses, but your consciences. The conch. Who's got the conch? I've got the conch.
Cancioli. I would say don't, you know, now that we're in agreement that none of that happened or is happening in any way.
We think, yeah.
Yeah. So just to reiterate, don't hold it against buddy system or dislike it in any way because it contributes to any of that stuff. Just hold it against us if you think it's bad.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. If you don't like
definitely.
It, you can hold it against us. In fact, write to us and tell us.
Oh, troll the shit out of that on YouTube.
We have a we have an email address. If you do not like buddy system,
or even the idea of buddy system,
or the idea. Mm-hmm. In fact, I mean, before you've seen it, let's hear your
opinions. Projections. Yeah. Your projections.
Yeah.
What's the over under on buddy system?
stagnationproductions@gmail.com.
We would love it. We would love it if you would write to us and tell us. Based on our description of the no slave labor in buddy system,
mm-hmm.
what you think our story is going to be, what you like or dislike about it, and who you hope to see in it. If it's celebrities, Miley Cyrus,
mm-hmm.
Taylor Swift,
like the
Michael
the,
Jackson,
David Blaine,
the B character from The Simpsons, you know, the doctor.
Yeah.
Anyway, any of that stuff.
I feel like you had someone you wanted to tag on there, KR?
Oh, I was just going to say, if you have, if any of you listeners want to take some initiative, maybe get a Yelp page going for the system.
Oh my gosh, like it's a location or something like that, and you can write reviews. Yeah.
I want to hear.
Staffing solutions should be, you know, the buddy system representative, and you can post reviews. Before we bracket all of this with however we desperately try to lasso this together, there's like literal bracketing. Trevor, bracket me. Everybody's bracketing right now. Kurt's bracketing me. I'm bracketing both guys, and then Trevor's also bracketing me and slightly bracketing Kurt. I'm going to put you guys on the spot. From the buddy system shoot, which was like another epic capture a couple couple days of capturing. What's a fond or just like noteworthy memory that you have that you'd want to share with people, or you just want to get on tape? I know I'm putting you on the spot a little bit, but you know, I'll come up with something. Does anybody want to hop in, or should I?
We had a nice long take with Leah Ruddick, who's Jess in the series, and we had a shot planned out where she was supposed to be drinking some water, and that shot ended up going a little bit longer than she expected, and her immediate go-to was to really enjoy the shit out of the water, and she let out an which caught me so off guard. I could not hold it together. I kind of teared up a little bit because I couldn't laugh, but I kind of teared up a little bit thinking about it. But major props, and I hope that makes it into the show. If not, it will certainly make it into the blooper reel.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah, Leah Ruddick is incredible. She's great. She plays BB's ex-girlfriend named Jess in the series. KR, you got something, or you want me to?
I'm going to go for a volume play here because there were so many moments that were just so funny.
That's fucking cheap.
And
I support it.
I'm going to go get out.
No, but seriously, you're fucking dead.
I am going to say that I look forward to sitting down and actually cutting, as in editing, not as in losing, all of the takes that were ruined by people laughing, because there was just a ton of laughter from everyone, from the actors who were in the scenes, to the crew who was in the background, to myself who was standing next to the camera, to the cameraman who would occasionally start shaking the camera because we were laughing so hard.
He's such a jerk.
Nolan was great.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, there's
Nolan Maloney, our DP. Great
there's
work.
Being professional, and everyone was. And then there's just times where you are so caught off guard and you cannot help but laugh. Yeah. So.
Yeah, I agree. I'm gonna dovetail on that I think I'm gonna do a volume play as well, which Trevor will hate. Yeah.
Holy crap!
And we told you you could leave.
Yeah.
We fucking said you could leave.
I'm no longer bracketing, by the way.
All right, yeah, I'm the only one bracketing. I feel like, God, that's what always happens. I'm the last one bracketing. My volume play would be that just the positivity and investment that came from all the parties, like, always means the world to me. Like, it gets me a little emotional. Last year, I know we said on the last podcast, you know, we had people that were willing to stick through, like, part of a hurricane to finish the episode.
A small portion of a hurricane.
Yeah, and they were willing to do it, like, without being asked, and they suggested it, you know, with our cast and crew. And then similar to this time, like, you know, we had complications that would arise in any production, and the way people muscled and powered through and stayed positive and honestly, like, helped me stay positive and stay present.
And really a mega, mega props to our crew, especially I want to just throw out Aaron Thomas.
Yeah, our AD.
Big, big help out there for sure.
So that is what I was going to say, you know, and for a singular moment on day two, there's a section where Trent and BB are working on some things together. Trent is teaching BB how to do some things, and there's a particular section where Trent is helping BB with his penmanship.
Mm-hmm.
That, even though I wrote the series, I just didn't know this is how it was going to happen, look, or go down. And I am desperately afraid of what that footage looks like. I am so afraid of what that... I don't think I've ever had such a hard time keeping a straight face. I don't think I did. I think I just kept my eyes and mouth very open and kept nodding, hoping that maybe no one could tell that I was laughing so hard I was going to cry. And there's nobody that I would have rather there's nobody I would have rather been doing that with than to be acting with Trev and have Kurt pulling the strings as director there. And that's why we did Buddy System. We just finally wanted to be working on something together that we all loved and thought we could excel at and use our strengths. And I couldn't be happier that we got this far.
Yeah, so, you're here.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Cheers.
And thanks for listening to the Stagnant Thoughts podcast. That's my writing again, remember?
Oh, he's writing again.
My friend Nick, who listened to the podcast, he heard the callback of the on one of theirs. He's like, oh my god, he's writing again! Like, one time we're making like that maraca sound for writing. I was like, I'm trying to say, those are maracas.
Yeah. It was like a really aggressive pencil on.
Yeah.
on sandpaper.
Yeah.
Infamous pencil on sandpaper. Huh. Oh, bear. What will you get yourself into next? Time?